with Vatana, top Reish Nun Beis. From the right side of the page, top Reish Nun Beis, in the middle of top Reish Nun Beis. The Tosfos V'nikdashti B'Sloyf B'nei Yisrael. Mi Hashem Yikad Yishchem. It's Baruch who says, I should be sanctified, B'Sloyf B'nei Yisrael, amongst you, within you. Mi Hashem Yikad Yishchem. I am Hashem who makes you holy. Right away, the Tosfos glaring when he says, I'll be made holy within you, I make you holy. So the Kedusha of both the Kedush Baruch Hu and the Tzav Yisro are somehow intertwined one with the other. That's what's clearly being said. And that's what this piece of Shvatam is about. It's about where our source of Kedusha is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And with that Kedusha, grown by us, literally grown, I mean like the way you plant something and nurture it and give it its nutrients, it grows to something much bigger and more beautiful than you can imagine. Kedusha that Kedush Baruch Hu plants in us, as it were, is something like a plant. It is imparted by a Kedush Baruch Hu. Now what do? We, even with mitzvahs, following the ways of Torah, have the ability to take the Kedusha innately in us because Hashem planted it in us, and now to grow that Kedusha so that both parts of this pasuk, the Nikdashti, I'll be made holy, the Sayyid, B'nai Yisrael. I mean, Hashem Mekad Yishem, I who makes you holy. But, you know, you could read this pasuk 1,000 times or more, and you just don't see exactly, you just say, yeah, holy, holy, we're holy, he's holy, everything's holy, holy, you know. Like, Kaddish, Kaddish, holy, 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 but what's really being said? Alright, now, Chazal, he begins, he says, Dorshu Chazal, Limsar HaNefesh HaKedusha Shmo Yisbarach. Everyone knows that this pasuk, Chazal HaDerish, to teach us the mitzvah of Kiddush. And that's because it says, V'loy Sechalulu, which means don't do something, and it can't mean accidentally, because accident is going to cause Chilul Hashem. But something that a person does, not inadvertently, but with an intention that's incorrect, and it's witnessed, Chilul Hashem. So that implies that when the pasuk continues, V'nikdashti B'Sloich B'nei Yisrael, that means instead of chilul, let it be v'nikdash, from which we learn that if we are asked in public, chalilah, even at pain of death, to do a hazada, we won't. It's chalilu. Don't do something to profane me, v'nikdash. Now, that's how we learn. If it's in public, if it's besoich v'nei yisrael, that word besoich, because I'll explain, learning from Hibagu Mitzvah Ha'eda, besoich means amongst a public of Yidden, to do an Avera, like Gila Arayis of Avizor Shvichas Tamim, Chalilah, that's a Chilul Hashem. And if we give up our lives, that's Kiddush Hashem. Okay? That's what the Tzvatemis means when he says, Dorshu Chazal, Livsar HaNefesh, Kiddush Hashem. And why is it that that's such a Kiddush Hashem? What does that mean? We've heard the idea, and we're supposed to think that way when we say Kedusha, Kedush, Kedush, Kedush. We should be thinking, Kedush Baruch Hu, I am submitting to and giving up my whole being so that your Kedusha reigns supreme, even if necessary, at today, Mesiras Nafsh, even if I have to give up my whole life. Because it's not important. Something that is only important if you wish it to be. The importance of my life is you. So I'll give it up for you. That's how we're supposed to be mechavin in Kedush. Explains, keep in the Siras Nefesh, by the Yid who is Meister Nefesh, Nisgala, HaKedusha, Shenitza, Be'ish Yisra. Kedush can be there a lifetime. Not every Yid is living a life that glaringly announces, I'm a Yid, and the way I walk, and the way I talk, and the way I eat, and conduct my business, and my family life, all of them bespeak Kedusha. Not always. But when a Yid gives up his life, that is, he says, my gufnius, my physicality and my physical life, they're not valuable. That's not something that I care about as much as I care about my Ribbono Shel Olam. That is Megala, Kedusha, Shenimsa, Be'ish Yisrael. Now, understand that, and he says this explicitly in a different year, that he's being dervish the word v'nikdashti v'soich. He means to say that toich, inner life in the deep neshama of a yid, in the toif of a yid, he's kadosh, she's kadosh. Even if you don't see it,
You don't see it. But they really cut it. Scratch the surface, scratch it a little more, pull it out, you'll see it. The circumstance where Nebuchadnezzar, a Jew, has to give up his or her life is a circumstance where, and you'd be surprised from which person you'll see it. Someone who you would think, they're so far away. All of a sudden, a warm, hearted, vibrant kid, proud, and he or she gives up their life. Perhaps we remember it's a long time ago. We saw, because of the modern era of media, there was this journalist from the Wall Street Journal, Daniel Pearl. By a lady was kidnapped in Pakistan, and they filmed them, these barbarians, they filmed as they what they did to him. And he said, my father is Jewish, my mother is Jewish, and I am Jewish, for his last words. And it was a Kiddush Hashem. It's a Kiddush Hashem. The whole person of Daniel Pearl is transformed. The whole person is transformed. And what we'll see is that what the Sfatemis means that that person's guf now becomes Kaddish. That power of the neshama within to have surmounted that terrible challenge at that moment and just to say, I'm a Jew and I'm going to be taken from this world because I'm a Jew, that is transformative of the guf. Because now the guf, which had until then been, I don't mean his case necessarily, I don't know him. But if a guf hasn't been so pure in its kedusha, and if it has not submitted to the neshama the way it's supposed to, even for a lifetime, but now it does. Now the neshama rises and makes the ultimate decision, and then the guf makes the ultimate sacrifice. So now it's the neshama and the guf that become kadosh. And the source of the kedusha that was latent, quietly hiding inside this person, his or her whole life, is the end of the pasuk. V'zehu shekasuv ani Hashem mekadoshchem. That's the point of that. At the end of the pasuk. But exactly besides from that, I expect it to come out. Because there's a kedusha that I have planted within you, we said when we started. Like seeds that are planted in fertile soil. I planted a kedusha in you. Which means that you have the capacity, when it will become necessary, chalila, if it ever does, out will come that kedusha. Maybe to the surprise of the person, him or herself, and the people around him or her. But out it will come. As sure as day comes after night, out it will come to shine. Because I put it there. I put it there. I invested with that kedusha. I made you whole. Ah, that's the shame. So, we should understand that that explains, you know, the mechanics of it. And of course, the yid, that's his natural disposition. Of course, that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu has made us into. That's what the Jewish neshama has that a non-Jewish neshama doesn't have. But when we live a life, and Chalila, we should never come to it that we have to go on Kiddush Hashem. But when we live life every day, not having to do Kiddush Hashem by giving up our lives, but the way we live our life. How do we live? How do we talk? How do we walk? The fact that we can do what we do extraordinarily with Kiddusha is inherent in us. Now, of course, it takes work. You have to come upon midas, and we have to have a good chinuch and good parents. Fantastic. These are all important things. But we have to know that we are holy, that there's a huge investment Hashem has made in us, and that doesn't only come out in the Chalila when someone puts a gun to our head and says, we mechal shabbos, you know, or we have a bit of a result. Yet Kadosh Baruch Hu now said, or nothing to do should b'chol nefesh miYisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu has inherently made us kadosh. He has invested us with kedusha. Ahachaymer, it's just that physicality mechasa al koyach hanisham in all of our lives every day. Physicality and wanting comforts and getting used to them, particularly in our time, we can't even imagine what it would be like to live 200, 300 years ago, where so much of life physically was different and so much more challenging than it is today. So that our expectations and our level of comforts have come to such a place that it's more easy to have the chemer be machasa al kayach. Sfatemis is writing this over 100 years ago. That's before you had, you know, indoor plumbing. There were no automobiles at this time.
No cell phones?
Not even cell phones. Not even the internet. You can't imagine. You actually want to talk to somebody.
We didn't have smartphones.
You wanted to communicate. You actually have to articulate and put it down on paper and then send that message or actually deliver it in person. I mean, but more importantly, it is so different today. But he continues and he says, "Vali de mesivas nefesh." But when a person is moshe nefesh, husar mechitza hagashmir v'izgala hakadosha. So that explains. It's always been there. It's always been there. But if now you take away that physicality and it becomes less important, one of the great Gedolim who met one of the Cantonists, Rebbe, was a Yid who at a very young age was dragged off into the Russian Tsar army. Big, massive man, heavy set, big, erstwhile soldier, and after 25 years, it was a minimum 25 years of service, he's barely able to make a bracha. He's sitting in an inn, this massive man, and he's eating. The next night, he's still there, so is this one of these great Gedolim. And again, he's eating massive amounts of food, and with zest. So the Rebbe asks him, plenty. You're so taken up with your eating, and it seems to mean so much to you. Why is that? Listen to what he said. He said that my father was taken away, burned to death, al kiddush Hashem. He was a small, scrawny little man. And they made a fire in him. Quickly, he was burnt up, conflagrated in the fire. When they take, I'm going to make a beef. That's the kedusha. Inherent kedusha in the simplest yid. In a day and in an age where that's how yidin understood, that we are going to be giving ourselves up, al kiddush Hashem. Like his parents or grandparents had to, he will. But he's going to make a big, because I'm going to do it. And the world will see that I'm a big person, that I'm a big neshama. So the expansiveness of the neshama is held back by, unfortunately, all of that which is tethering the neshama in physical terms in this world. But once a person chooses to be Maisa Nefesh, then that mechitza comes down, and then, in the words of the Sassam, the Niskala Kedusha, the Kedusha that's been there all along, comes out. And, like I said before, in Tofresh Mem Gimel, the Sassam says, and the good becomes Kedush. So that Yid said, when he said, I'm going to make a big fire, literally, his whole body will become, that whole big man, the good becomes Kedush. Because now, it's given up completely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. Because now he says a fascinating. So what we've basically seen is that Kedusha is given and imparted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what do we do with it? Do we foster it? Do we grow it? Do we understand that it's there and advance it? Another example where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Kedusha, he says, U'b'Shabbos Kedush, Mizgala HaKedusha, B'matam. Right? What does the Gemara famously in the Shabbos says that in the Genuza, in the treasure house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I have a gift to give you, and it's called Shabbos. It's a matan. Because Kedusha Shabbos is something that Hashem makes the Shabbos Kedush. The Yom Tovim, we have to make Shabbos Kedush is Kitcher V'Kaima. It's there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it Kedush. And then we get to celebrate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Kiyum of Shabbos, and in the Onig of Shabbos, and in the Neshama Yisera. What does it say about Shabbos? The pasuk reads, same idea as in our pasuk. That means that Shabbos is the way through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctifies us. He gives us Shabbos, meaning he has us share in that kedusha that is Shabbos. But he says it, Lodas Kini Hashem Mekadosh. And the reason that he really, you know, emphasizes the word Lodas and Matana is a Gemara. A very famous Gemara in Shabbos. What's the Gemara say? You do a favor for a friend, even more. You give your friend a gift. What are you supposed to do? No, the person gives the gift. Reuben is giving it to Shimon. What should Reuben do? Tell Shimon or not? Gemara says, Sarek Lahithia. Yeah, tell him. Tell the person that you're giving him a gift. Yeah, because that's going to be increasing goodwill. Sarek Lahithia. What's the proof? Gemara says, Shabbos. It's Gemara. Gemara and Shabbos stuff you. The pasuk, the proof text to the idea, if someone gives a gift, tell the person. Don't let it be that he gets a gift, doesn't know who to say thank you to, doesn't know that someone loves him, that there's another Yid who cares about him. Tell him. How do you know? Because Hashem, when he gave us the Shabbos, said, Lodas. So you should know. Keri Hashem, that is a beautiful thing. Because Baruch Hu gave us the Shabbos, which is such a gift. Everybody knows what a gift the Shabbos is to the people as a nation, to individual. Anybody who's been Shabbos, Shabbos understands what that is. Nothing like Kedusha Shabbos and the complete sense of upliftment, the Kedusha of Shabbos. It's a gift. But Hashem says, I want you to know that I am Mekadishcha. Shabbos is an example of my making you holy. And when you give a gift, like I gave Shabbos to B'nai Yisrael, I have to tell you, Ladas, Kenei Hashem Mekadishcha. That's the Gemara. So, Sfatanus' point is that Shabbos is a gift, it's given in Kedusha. On the other hand, our mitzvah, the mitzvah we're discussing tonight, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, yes, you're taking Kedusha that's in you, but you're bringing it out. It's nisgala b'kayach adam. Come on, because of the nikdashti, you're going to make me holy. I will become holier even than I was, more holy, because you're going to be megala. You're going to reveal the Kedusha that I've implanted in you and that you have expanded, that you have brought out, that you have flowered and blossomed. So now, as we began, there are two different stages of Kedusha. There's the Kedusha which HaKadosh Baruch Hu imparts to begin with. And then there's the Kedusha which we foment, which we propagate. So he continues and he says as follows. V'chein hu hamidah. V'chein hu hamidah. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosan chelek Kedusha l'bnei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a certain portion of Kedusha to Am Yisrael. It adheres in us as a nation and in each individual. The Hamas, we can lachim zaytan akuda. We have to expand it, and if we do, va'az zayin lahashva kadosha b'kayach hisayrus shalahem. When we expand that kedusha, it grows, and then the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "I'll give you another opportunity." That's the concept of mitzvah gereres mitz. So if we take the kedusha that inheres in us, expand it, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Now I'll be marvin even more kedusha." This is Sfira Sa'ir. Now comes the parallel of the idea of the Sfira and the idea of taking Kedusha and making ourselves holy, even to the point, if necessary, of the Sfira Snafesh, of Kedusha Hashem. But then, who are Indian, we may have Sfira. Why? Ki b'Pesach yoreid Kedusha b'klal. Everybody knows, Pesach was Izarusa b'Layla. We didn't do what we, you know, had to do, and therefore we were redeemed, and therefore we were sprung free from this life. No. It was totally with the Kodesh Baruch was saying, I'm going to take you to be my people, so therefore I'm taking you out of this life. It was the Sarusa Delayla. That's how it begins. But then the Kodesh Baruch was said, that's the beginning. Now it's up to you. Now comes spirit. What are you going to do? I took you from this life. I want you to follow me into the Midbar. You're following me into the Midbar. But I want you to come to a place called Har Sinai, and by the time you get there, I want to be able to be Mekayim and really see that you're ready for Lakati Eskan Li Lam. So Sphere begins, Yoyer Kedusha. Kedusha comes down, as it were, from heaven. Am Yisrael, good to be at Ramah. Va'achakak B'yam and Elu Siv, Usfartem Lochem. You have to do it. Usfartem Lochem. And Chazal said, Last Mechem. You see the note 15? So that note 15 is a Zohar. Chel Gimel, Tadizayim. And what the Zohar says there is a fascinating thing. You know where else it says Uspartam or Vistokro? Lo, Shivat Yom. The Torah says that a Zohar, Gedoyla, stops having dam, has no longer any source of Tuma, counts 7 days, and then she becomes Tahira. She's Tavelas, and on the 8th day she brings Kavaras, and she's Tahira. Says the Zohar Kodesh, 7 times 7 is because there are 49 rivers of Tahara in which we, so to speak, immersed ourselves during the Sfira. And the Usfartem Lochem is the same as the Sof Yoloh, Shivatam. That we immerse in a process of gaining Tahara. And that's why it says Lochem, like it says by the Zohar Gedolah, the Sof Yoloh, says the Zohar. So for Allah, in our case, Sfira, Usfartem, Lochem, do the work. Gain the great midas from Chesed, Gura, Tiferet, Nesa, Hoy, Soy, Rachos. Work, think about growth. Grow yourselves. Hu, Kayach, Ha'adam. Usfartem, Lochem is a charge of a moral kind, a charge of values. Gain
these energies, these midas, beautiful thing he's about to say. Shavuos represent both the kedusha that Hashem imparts, like we said in the very beginning, and then this kedusha that we have grown. Shavuos is where the success of the kedusha having been implanted, then having been grown and fostered by us, comes together. The kedusha that Hashem gave, and the kedusha that we then grew. Shavuos. And what meramis to that? The Zerem is Zufat Shehalachem. This is very from the Chiddush Yerim, his grandfather. Chiddush Yerim said, there's Lachem in Hashemayim, there's Lachem in Ha'aretz. The Shehalachem that are brought on Shavuot represent, one, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us so we could be special. Number two, what we make of ourselves so we're going. And they come together and they become Tenufa lifted up. In thanksgiving and glory to our God's powerful one, we'll conclude with a very important understanding, therefore also of the pasuk we say as we head out into every week, we say we're going to start this week, we're going to be superstars. Comes after Shabbos, you know the Shabbat came earlier, the Masi Day, the Kurim, earlier, the Masi Day, the Kurim, says this pasuk, what's all the Masi Day, the Kurim, the Masi Day, what's with the repetition? Very simple. Zehu Shikosu, Vihinayam the Shem, Hu kaya kabom milamala. Yinam deshem alkenu alayim. The kaya that we can do so many beautiful things in holy ways in our everyday life, it comes from Hashem. Akaka. If we do it, if we function that way and are careful, we can accomplish such fantastic things. That's kaya kabom. Now you have kaya that the Kaddish Baruch Hu gave us to be holy. The efforts we have made to do things and live life in a holy way, in the most honorable way. Achakah. It's repeated. Who has his chabrus, who his chabrus based on Kedusha. It's both the Kedusha and the great promise that Hashem made us a certain way, gave us, and gives us tremendous opportunities. And then when we use them, and we make the most of them, after our Kedusha Adam has been invested to make Kedusha, you have both of them come together, like the Shalachim represent what Hashem did on Pesach to begin, to get us going. And then what we've gained by making of ourselves through the Sphira, they come together. So, that's the connection. Because our Pesach in Kiddush Hashem says similarly, Hashem invested every year with holiness. And if we can strip away some of the physicality and the distractions and earthiness and whatnot, strip them away, or grow the Kedusha that's just waiting to come out, then you'll have the full understanding of the Pasuk and the realization of what the Pasuk is intending for us. Yidashti, you'll cause holiness to come out. Besides, from your very being, even from your physical being, I'll become holy and known as holy throughout the world. But it starts because Ani Hashem Mekad Hashem, I've made that holiness inherent in you for you to grow, for you to advance. Thank you very much, everybody. Good Shabbos.